ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 18 एंटाइटल्ड द रेसिडेंट्स ऑफ जम्बूद्वीप ऑफर प्रेयर्स। Today we are on text number 19. Yesterday it was 18. Somehow other from this text 19 it's become poetry again. The shlokas are not no more prose, but we have forgotten to write the verse. So I will only say it again today. The prose section is over again. Yeah, a few verses are there now again as regular verses, so maybe from tomorrow onwards we can have the verses again. Okay, still it is, sorry, it was 19 yesterday, today it is 20. But still it is a poetry, so I have to read it again. So it's second day we are missing the verse, maybe from tomorrow we can begin writing the board again. Text 20. Savai pati syat kuto bhaya svayam samantata pati bhaya turam janam sa eka eve taratha mitho bhayam naivat malabha didhi manyate param. Text 20. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He alone who is never afraid, but who on the contrary gives complete shelter to all fearful persons, can actually become a husband and protector. Therefore, my Lord, you are the only husband and no one else can claim this position. If you were not the only husband, you would be afraid of others. Therefore, persons learned in all Vedic literatures accept only you and your lordship as everyone's master. And they think no one else a better husband and protector than you. Purport. Here the meaning of the husband or guardian is clearly explained. People want to become a husband, a guardian, a governor or a political leader without knowing the actual meaning of such a superior position. There are many people all over the world, indeed throughout the universe, who claim for some time that they are husbands, political leaders, or guardians. But in due course of time, the Supreme Lord desires their removal from their posts, and their careers are immediately finished. Therefore, those who are actually learned and advanced in spiritual life do not accept any leader, husband or maintainer other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Shri Krishna personally states in Bhagavad Gita 18.66, Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Ishyami. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Krishna is not afraid of anyone. On the contrary, everyone is afraid of Krishna. Therefore, he can actually give protection to a subordinate living entity. Since so-called leaders or dictators are completely under the control of material nature, they can never give complete protection to others. Although they claim their ability to do so due to false prestige. Nate vidu swartha gatim he Vishnu. People do not know the real advancement in life. People do not know the real advancement in life consists of accepting the Supreme Personality of God as one's master. Instead of deceiving themselves and others by pretending to be all-powerful, political leaders, husbands and guardians should spread the Krishna consciousness movement so that everyone can learn how to surrender to Krishna, the Supreme Husband. Hare Krishna. Although the verse which I thought was the previous one, but still the same topics are going on, so we can continue some discussion. But still, for the matter of fact, I will read the previous translation at least, and the next one also, because they are all related topic. So the previous translation goes like this. My dear Lord, you are certainly the fully independent master of all senses. Therefore, all women who worship you by strictly observing vows because they wish to acquire a husband to satisfy their senses are surely under illusion. They do not know that such a husband cannot actually give protection to them or to their children, nor can he protect their wealth or duration of life. For he himself is dependent on time, future results, and the modes of nature, which are all subordinate to you, O Supreme Lord. And next text. My dear Lord, you automatically fulfill all desires of a woman who worships your lotus feet in pure love. However, if a woman worships your lotus feet for a particular purpose, you also quickly fulfill her desires. But in the end, she becomes broken-hearted and laments. Therefore, one need not worship your lotus feet for some material benefit. So, these prayers are being sung by none other than the Supreme Consort of the Lord Lakshmi Devi, who is the resident of Jambudvip, of one this island. And she is praying the Lord, and because she herself, therefore she is praying on the behalf of all women, and we see that the word is coming is here is woman. But certainly we should know it in respect to the all living entities. In this particular verse, she is telling that only Lord is suitable to become the person, husband or protector or guardian, because he is not fearful for anyone. The Supreme Lord is the only person in this whole creation who is not fearful for anyone. Every living entity in this world, even Prime Minister, President, they have to fearful suicide bombers or somebody like that. In this world, no one can claim that he is fearless of everything, everyone, anyhow, any situation. Even the most powerful persons, they are also fearful. The most rich persons, they are also fearful. If themselves they are fearful of maybe some situations, some circumstances, then how can they give protection to someone else? Therefore, Lakshmi is very clearly stating that who is the actual, the perfect husband or proprietor or guardian or protector? He is the Supreme Personality of God only. And anyone else who may seem to protect, for some time, it appears in the material world, sometimes some people are protecting, providing, they are taking care. But actually, it is the Supreme Lord again doing it. Because all the power of all these men to do their duties of protection, guardianship, only comes from Supreme Personality of God. And as in this purpose, Srila Prabhupada says, when the Supreme Personality of God desires all such protectors, guardians, and the political leaders, governors, husband, all of them are removed from their positions when the Lord desires, and their careers are completely finished. We see the great Roman Empire, the land is still there, but there are no Roman emperors. All over the world, there are so many political leaders and movements. The land is still there. The palaces are still there. But the owners have been removed from their position. So we should understand from Srimad Bhagavatam, any Puran, Mahapuran has to deal with 10 topics. Atha Sarga, Visargastra, like that. One of them is Poshanam. Poshanam means protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this Bhagavatam, really, the story of Ajamil is given to elaborate this point of Poshanam, that how Ajamil actually surrendered to the Lord, and even though he went astray, even though he went in the wrong direction, but still the Lord's protection was available to him. But if we analyze or if we see Srimad Bhagavatam from this point of view of Poshnam, although it is coming in the latter chapters by the technical divisions, but if we see Srimad Bhagavatam from this point of view of Poshnam, we see all the stories of the Lord in the all the Srimad Bhagavatam make out this point. It may begin from Maharaj Parikshit, who was protected in the beginning, in the end, protected in the beginning at the time of his birth from Brahmastra. In the end, he was protected by the Lord by taking him back to spiritual world. Any story, we see Brahmaji, we discussed Privarat Maharaj, demigods during Samudra Manthan, they needed the help of the Lord to get that nectar protection. And they themselves could not get it. So they implored the Lord, and the Lord came as Mohini Murti to make some adjustments and protect the demigods. Then Prahlad Maharaj's case or his story is exemplary about the protection of the Lord. He was in the midst of all asuras, and all thorough demons all around him. But still, because he had unflinching faith, the Lord had to fulfill his words of appearing from the pillar to protect his words and give protection also physically to his devotee Prahlad Maharaj. Ajamil story certainly there. Bharat Maharaj, although he took 2-3 births, but Lord did not miss out on him. I said, okay, anyway he has forgotten me and no remembering dear. So let it go off. No, let him go off. Lord did not miss out on him, even though Bharat Maharaj in his pastimes or in his activities forgot the Lord and started thinking of the deer. Even Avanti Brahman, although he was troubled by so many people, but his faith on the Lord remained unflinching. So if we see from 1st canto to 11th or 12th canto, the hundreds of stories in Srimad Bhagavatam, which brings out this aspect of protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even Chaitanya Charitamrita, we know this story, I would not repeat the whole in detail again, of Shivaj Thakur, when he was asked by Lord Chaitanya, what do you do to earn and maintain your family? You are such a big family, brothers, servants, big house. And then Shivaj Thakur just clapped his hand thrice. And then Lord Chaitanya in his passion said, what is this? Why are you clapping these hands thrice? Please explain. You don't do any job. Work and still you have a big family, you have servants, Dukhi and so many others. So how do you earn? How do you maintain? Again he clapped. So he said, please explain these three clappings. Then Shivaj Thakur said, that if anything I require in my house, if that is scarce, and by the time I clap three times, if it doesn't come, then I will go and jump in Ganges. So we see this. Even Lord Chaitanya, he telling Shivaj Thakur again, why you are fearful of this Mletsa soldiers coming? He was praying to Narsingdev. He heard that somebody is going to come and know. So he said, don't worry, I am there too. Don't you believe that I can protect you? So there are so many pastimes of the Lord, which tells us the protection of the Lord here, which we are discussing. And the Lord is only qualified to become the protector or the master or husband or guardian, because he is not fearful of anyone. But in this conditioned life, here and as in the previous purport, in this material world, people under illusion think that their husband or wife or children or neighbors or relatives or military or police will protect them. But a real devotee, one of the qualities of Sharanagati is Anukulyasa Sankalpa Pratikulyasa Varjanam Rakshatiti Vishwaso. And therefore the Goptupte Varnametha Atma Nikshepa Atma Sam Nikshepa, like that. So Rakshatiti Vishwaso, a devotee who has surrendered to the Lord is fully realized that my only protector is Lord Shri Krishna. It may appear that the protection is coming through so many other mediums, and we are grateful to the mediums also. A devotee is not but still he should know that everyone is working, or his everything is orchestrated completely by him, personality of Godhead Shri Krishna. He is protecting you, providing you everything. You may be in any ashram, any position. It may appear that your friend or your husband is giving you some needs, but as stated here in this purport, ultimately even the leaders are under the modes of nature and under control of material energy. So ultimately, everything is coming from Supreme Lord Shri Krishna Himself. Today we'll discuss about this because I had prepared on the previous verse and there were some points or protection offered by the husband. Lakshmiji is praying in the previous verse that those who think, because she is praying in this way, that those women who think that their husbands will protect them and their wealth and like that, which is also related to today's topic, they are in illusion. And they should actually pray to only Lord Shri Krishna for their protection. So today we'll discuss something more on that point. And it may appear that we are still continuing the second leg of our yatra, which was there in Trivandrum and Kanyakumari. But still we should take it in proper perspective. So we see the most fearful thing in this world. And also today is a very appropriate day to speak such topics. We see in this world, today, the most people are most fearful of death. Like they said, as sure as death, but also we can say as fearful as death. Everyone doesn't want death. But in this world, we have many, all of you can think of at least one example. I have one or two, which I will share. That death comes in such a weird or unexpected form. And we at the least expect, sometimes it comes, one person becomes old and like that. But sometimes it even comes in most unexpected time in a such weird moment or in a such unusual way. I personally have one experience. Once I was walking on road when I was studying in college in Bombay. And going, and even there is a road, there is two roads going and in between there is divider. So sometimes we walk on that also. So I was walking on that. And then just like I am here and Akinchanpur is there, just few feet away, in front of me, one man was walking with a cycle in his hand, bicycle. He was not on the cycle, he was walking, the cycle in his hand. And then as I was close to signal, the traffic was coming and stopping over there. So I was moving, I was seeing that man just walking and a truck just came beside him and almost stopped, not banged him, he just stopped on the side and the man was going. And suddenly there was a big sound and nothing was visible. And when things were visible in few seconds, the man was on the road flat and his half head was cut. Just because the tire was there and he was next to the tire. And the tire exploded and the whole air pressure hit him. And because of the air pressure, his head got cut. And he just fell flat. And not that the truck one came and made an accident. He was walking very peacefully, truck was moving on, so he just came and stood. But somehow or other, the tire burst over there. And I just saw it was just like few feet away from me. And I was thinking, if I would have been there, then I would have faced the same situation. We also know one child of one devotee who did not die by Krishna's grace, he's still alive, but he almost was there on the death. This small baby, maybe a few months or a year old, was playing in a like tub in the bathroom. And there was only 1 or 2 inches water. Not even 2 inches. 1 inches or 2 inches water in that bathtub. And the child, while playing, he fell over. And his just nose got submerged into that 1.5 inches water. And he could not get up. And because of that, he inhaled water and he was about to die. But because he was rescued on the right time, he survived. But still, the point remains that death can come in any weird way, and no other our relatives or husband or wife, anyone can protect us in such times. And even if the death comes normally by old age or heart attack or disease or whatever it is, still no one can protect us. Only thing is, an unexpected times, it just comes in a flash of moment and the death goes away. And when sometimes we die of sickness or like that, the relatives surround us, but they actually can't do anything much to help us. Even if the family, actually no one can interfere death. No one can interfere Lord's plan. Even if, suppose a woman marries a Mr. Universe, he may stand there bulging his muscles, but he can't help his wife from death. He may have big muscles, but if his wife is dying out of TB, what his muscles can do? His muscles can't do anything if wife is dying out of TB. So we should know that even if there is a regular death coming or regular sickness coming or old age coming, these material situations, we should only Krishna is our shelter. Even if somebody may be rich man, Bill Gates or Rockefeller, Rockefeller could not save his child from being eaten alive by these cannibals. He may have billions of dollars as bank balance and so much funds and whatever it is, boards and all these things. But the money may remain in the bank, or you may have thousands of... You cannot bribe the Yamdutas. Huh? When the Yamdutas come, you cannot say, okay, I pay you some £1,000. Please adjust the timings. No, there is no bribing to Yamdutas. One man, he went to further weird attempt. When he thought that death is coming, he put some dirty things and even stool all over his body, thinking that Yamdutas will not come in. Take him. But such material shelters of husband, wife, or relatives, relatives only, actually they come and make the situation pitiable, because they come and then cry and they sadden the whole situation. Sometimes when a devotee joins the ashram, mother has some trouble, but relatives come and they make the position more pitiable. Oh, your son has gone, and they just make the whole... So relatives, they can't help. Even during death, they can say, oh, how can you do? How will you maintain afterwards? What will happen if your husband dies? Who will cook if your after wife dies? And things like that. They come and make the situation more pitiable. And they can't help much. And they can help you to be carried from your deathbed to the graveyard. That help they only give. But material help, we can't expect the material changes. And money, as we discussed, you may have a lot of money and you will think, I will be admitted to the best hospitals. Yes, the difference will be you will die in the best hospitals. And somebody doesn't have money, will die in some simpler hospitals. You can see that there is the death taking place all over the place, in the best hospitals, in the middle level hospitals, in some simple hospitals, in outside hospitals. When the time of old age, no one can prevent old age. Your money can't, or your husband or your wife, they can't. Actually, a man, he can just become an observer to his disease, old age and death, and his husband's or wife's old age, disease and death. They may say, oh, I am there to serve you, I can help you, or I like you. But can such movements, they are required, but can such movements help you to get back your lost teeth? If your teeth are lost of old age, no one can help you to get back. Yes, one way they can help you, by giving you the artificial set of teeth. Yeah, I know, I've seen sometimes there are old gentlemen, the wife helps her, please take this teeth, she cleans. But she can't help you to get back the original teeth. There is no, actually you should not be in this illusion that these material things or relatives or husband or wife can protect us. Everything, even your husband or wife or guardians or prime minister, all of them are under the control of material nature. Who is under the control of? Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. So only protection can be offered is by Lord Shri Krishna. In the history, there was a only one story in which the death was postponed a little. That is of Savitri. But still, that story also become a history now. She had death for some time. But then, just a few years, again the death overcame both of them. So, that is the only one exception which I found. In fact, sometimes, because as I said, this is a part of our continuation of Yatra, sometimes when he is in Brahmachari Ashram, he may think, oh, especially when he becomes sick or something like that, he may think, oh, if I would have had some wife or some relatives, they could have helped me when I would become sick or when I would become old. This fear is there. Oh, what will happen if I become old? Or what will happen if I become sick? But yes, in one way there will be some help of your relatives can give some blanket or tablets. But a curing has to come from Krishna. The tablets can be provided, but Krishna says, Mantra Aushadi. I am the curing power of the herbs. So curing has to come from Lord Sri Krishna. The tablets or the blankets may be provided by your relatives and things like that. But also on the other hand, if you are alone, you suffer your own, only your own sickness. Otherwise, if someone gets married thinking that he will be supported, in fact, then he has to suffer twice the sickness, his own sickness and his wife's sickness as well. Because his wife becomes sick, then he is also undergoing suffering, and then children's sickness and in-laws' sickness. Because everyone becomes sick, going to affect the person. Yes. So do not be under illusion that is material things can change our suffering. We should not think, oh, if this ashram or that ashram, the material nature is going to remain as it is. You can't expect that to change. What we have to change is we have to change our consciousness of expecting hope from material nature to expecting hope from Lord Shri Krishna. That has to be changed. We can't expect a change in our situation by changing the situation. We can expect a change only when we change our consciousness. That is when we become a Krishna conscious. That is International Society for a Krishna Consciousness. We cannot think, oh, if I change my situation, my position will become more secure. No, your position will become more secure and more happy when one learns to become a Krishna conscious. And only Krishna, he can provide us real protection. And modern days, for so-called illusory protection, which is required, but still it is illusory protection, there is a big business, which is known of insurance. And now even India, it has become open market, and so many other companies are coming in. And they are telling your life can be insured. But it's a big illusion. No one can insure your life. Insurance means they tell after you die, that is when the life is over, we can give you some money. But they claim this also verb, yogakshemam vahamyam, that the real meaning of it is to provide what you lack and to protect what you have. But the insurance companies can't do either of it. You have life and they can't protect it. They can't protect it. Krishna, he is there. He can actually give protection. You may make insurance of even 20 lakh rupees or 20 crore rupees, but that can't alter your death. Only thing is, after your death takes place, they will give you, which actually you yourself have already paid before. You pay and then they return you the money. So therefore, but Krishna, he has given best insurance. Lord Shri Krishna, he appeared. At that time, he gave the insurance of taking the souls back to Godhead. He took the demons back to Godhead. So that was his insurance plan. And then, he took even the devotees back to Godhead. There's no doubt, if the demons went back to Godhead or they got liberated, why not the devotees? But then what for the souls who are appearing in this world after Krishna departed? Lord Shri Krishna made that plan also. Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says, Krishna gave liberation to demons by killing them. And to devotees who were pure devotees of Lord in love of Godhead, Lord Krishna gave them ocean of bliss. By giving them pure devotion in spiritual world. But Lord Krishna also thought, what about the future inhabitants of this earth? For them, for their insurance plan, future, Lord Shri Krishna, even this, you know, the insurance companies advertise, insure your child who is old or 4 years old. But Lord Shri Krishna insured the whole generations to come in this whole Kali Yuga by empowering devotees like Vyasdev to nicely, poetically describe Krishna's pastimes, like Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, Ramayana, so that the people in the future, they can come and take the help of this insurance plan. They can hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Shri Krishna's pastimes, and by taking help of Lord Krishna's writing down these nice, wonderful scriptures like Bhagavatam, any person in the future in Kali Yuga can take advantage of Krishna's providing of his stories and go back to Godhead. And we see these Bhaktivedanta purports are also part of the chain of Krishna's plan for the benefit of all of us. Because most of us don't know the Sanskrit language. And even if we know the Sanskrit language, still we can't understand Bhagavatam only by knowing the Sanskrit language, as we can understand by reading Bhakti Vedan purports. So these Bhakti Vedan purports have been given by Lord Shri Krishna. Prabhupada used to tell, I am not these purports. Lord Shri Krishna is writing these purports. So Krishna is making plans for all time to come. Actually, this is Yogakshemam Vahamyam. If somebody can't even engage in pure devotional service, Lord Shri Krishna is so merciful to protect the people of this age of Kali. He says, another place in 11th canto, 2nd chapter, there is one verse.
Let me see if I have the verse.
This 11th canto, 2nd chapter, 12th verse, Lord Shri Krishna says, Shukdev Goswami mentions it, Shutopi anupatito dhyayat adruto vanu moditha sadhya punati saddharmo deva vishva drohopi yahaya. He is saying, pure devotional service rendered to the Lord is so spiritually potent. When somebody renders pure devotional service to the Lord, certainly for that devotee it is so spiritually potent that what it can do for others. One person renders pure devotional service, it is certainly for him. But his rendering of pure devotional service can do so much to others. What? Simply by hearing about such transcendental service, or chanting the glories of that service in response, or meditating on somebody else's pure devotional service, or by respectfully and faithfully accepting the devotional service, or even by praising the devotional service of others. Even the persons who hate demigods and all other living beings can be immediately purified. So this is Krishna's protection for everyone. If you can only think, hear, glorify, remember, or accept, or see, or meditate on others' pure devotional service, and even in your previous life, or even in your conditioned life, you may be haters of demigods and living beings, but Krishna says such a soul can also be immediately purified. Which husband or master or guardian can give us such guarantee or such protection for your generations after 5000 years? For your generations, for the whole remaining Kali Yuga. One man in this world can give insurance to his wife or to his child. There has not been insurance companies yet for grandchildren. I don't know if there is some plan for that. But there are no plan of insurance companies insure your grandchild. But Krishna has ensured for generations to come by, even if we can even just talk of devotional service and meditate on him or think of him, still Krishna says, I will care for you. So we should understand in this world, again the same point. We should not be in illusion of expecting protection from anyone else other than Krishna. Because if we expect from anyone else, as Lakshmiji says in the next verse, therefore, you also quickly fulfill the desires, material desires. But in the end, because she is speaking, she is saying, for such a woman, in the end, who worships you for material desires, she becomes broken hearted and laments. Therefore, one need not worship your lotus feet for some material benefit. Yes, we may not worship Lord Krishna for protection, but this is the protection which he offers anyway. We are discussing the protection which Lord offers anyway, even if we worship him without protection. And then, further glorifying this quality of Krishna's protection, Narad Muni once, he says, that Krishna is not merely satisfied by fulfilling the desires of one who worships him. He can easily fulfill all your desires. And he can even fulfill the desires which you cannot even think of. We see in the case of Sudama Vipra, Lord reciprocated with such a great reciprocation. He fulfilled all his desires and even much more than what he can think of. And this is the great quality of Lord Shri Krishna. An intelligent person should take advantage of Krishna's this great quality of fulfilling your desires to beyond your ability to think. And long is Krishna's mercy, Lord Krishna's mercy doesn't take long to achieve. If someone prays to Krishna, the mercy is achieved immediately, quickly. And also, Lord Shri Krishna, Narad Muni is telling, glorifying Krishna's mercy. He is telling Krishna's mercy pays little regard to the qualification of those who receive it. It doesn't take long to achieve, and it doesn't pay regard to who, what is the qualification of who are receiving Krishna's mercy. As soon as one remembers Krishna, somehow or other, his success is guaranteed. Krishna says, Partha naiveya namutra vinashastasya vidyate nahi kalyana krut kashchit durgatim ta. Even if someone does little good, there is no fear for durgatim. Even if someone remembers Krishna, his success is guaranteed. Narami goes on to say further, even if somebody is remembering Krishna, you know, off target or not in a correct way, but if he is remembering Krishna, Krishna takes care to adjust the target. Lord Shri Krishna, if somebody is remembering Krishna, absorbed in Krishna's thoughts, Lord Shri Krishna will adjust your aim of thought. That is his responsibility. That is the protection which he gives to fall all the conditioned souls in this material world. And therefore, those who are expert, those who have no hope, they are hopeless, still they should take shelter of Lord Shri Krishna and assured of Krishna's protection. And further he says, even if somebody has no hope, he has no devotion, he has no qualification, he has no philosophical knowledge, he has credits, or even if he has no devotional accomplishments, that is basically if he is completely hopeless, still he should surrender to the Lord, and not only surrender but be assured of Lord Shri Krishna's protection. This is Narad Muni. He is not just glorifying out of jest or bada chadha ke. Narad Muni doesn't speak like that. He is speaking the truth. And therefore, one should in this material world expect and surrender his protection and his sustenance only from Lord Shri Krishna. Even though it may be coming from the mediums of other devotees, and as I said, we should be grateful for those devotees through which medium it is coming. But ultimately we should know that in the material world, Lord Shri Krishna is the only shelter, only protector. We may get help from our family members or other brahmacharis, and we acknowledge that, appreciate that, but we should know Krishna is in ultimate control, and if we take shelter of him, he will never forget us. Hare Krishna. So, any comments? Krishna Prabhu has something to say.
Thank you, Prabhu, for your very nice class. During the class, you said that today is a very appropriate day, but you didn't elaborate. So, if you can kindly...
Anyway, samajhne wale ke liye ishara kafi hai. So that's enough.
Okay, the second question was, during the course of your lecture, you mentioned about the deer, Bharat Maharaj, who became a deer and then who was able to remember. But sometimes somebody had asked me a question which I was not able to reply, that this deer remembered Krishna at the time of its death, but yet it had to take another body in the form of Jadabharat. But why the deer could not go home back to Godhead when it remembered Krishna at the time of death? Because the puppy, like in the case of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, it was given the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and went home back to Godhead. So, what is the
first of all, maybe the Bhagavatam Pandits can clarify. But as far as I know, in Bhagavatam it is mentioned that this deer was a special one because he was remembering his past life. So first of all, the doubt comes that why he did not get human life? Because generally we say one who is practicing devotional service becomes, although he got a deer life, but still he was as conscious as a human being. He was remembering his past birth. In this life, he gave up his dear association and went to associate with sadhus. And even in the deer's body, he could hear and understand Krishna's glories. As far as I know in Bhagavatam, and maybe the devotees can confirm or clarify, it is not mentioned that this deer, remembered Krishna at the time of death? He practiced spiritual life. That is mentioned, certainly. I don't remember it mentioning. So no, it is not mentioned. He practiced spiritual life. He advanced. And then whatever something was remaining was taken care of in the next life. Right. Granthraj, Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki jai. It's already late. I don't know.